And let's talk to AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne with more on this right here on Midday Mobile. Thanks for your time.
Great to be with you, Sean.
Yeah, so Academy Night, I hear that, and other than thinking maybe it's somewhere to, you know, I'm going to go out and buy some fishing tackle, other than that, tell us, this Academy Night that's going on, what is it all about, and where is it, who can show up, who's invited?
Well, it's at the St. Paul's School Auditorium, and it starts at 6 o'clock tonight. We will have representatives of all the service academies there, including the Coast Guard Academy and the Merchant Marine Academy, and of course, West Point, Annapolis Air Force Academy, et cetera. And they'll have tables set up. People can go and talk to the recruiters that are there from these schools. They'll also make a formal presentation to the entire group. It allows our students in this area, not just seniors, by the way, we get freshmen and sophomores to show that they're trying to think, is this something I want to do? And this is an opportunity for the students to learn more about the academies, and the academies get to know the students that are thinking about going there, which I think is very good for our students who I nominate, increasing their chances of being selected to go to one of the academies. So it's open to anybody, and I hope if there's a young person out there, even a younger young person, somebody that's just a freshman in high school, if they want to come and find out, come on out and find out. It's free, doesn't cost any money. And it's a great night, and I really enjoy it every year.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to get to, is if somebody's hearing this today and says they have a son or a daughter interested, or maybe one of them is listening themselves, and they're interested in coming out, even if they don't have to have anything ready, correct? I mean, they don't have to have done any bad. This could be a first introduction into the academies.
Absolutely, and that's one of the main benefits here, is that you've got students who are thinking, maybe I want to do this, but I'm not sure, and it gives them an opportunity to come out, actually have one-on-one contact with the people from the various academies. It's sort of an informational thing for them. Now, many of these students will follow up with tonight by going to the academy that they're interested in or academies that they're interested in. And there's a process in my office that you go through before we nominate you. And you have to be nominated by a senator or a congressman before you actually are in the group that can be considered to be admitted to one of the academies. But we get to know the students through this. Some of these students we've known for 2 or 3 years before we nominate them because they've been coming to the Academy Night showing their interest. So it's really a good sort of two-way thing. Now, we'll say this. I talk to the people that run these academies pretty regularly, and they are blown away by the quality of the people that we've nominated to them. And I run into the students fairly regularly, as a matter of fact. I ran into one when I was at sea this summer on an American U.S. destroyer, and it was a midshipman that was assigned to that destroyer for the summer. The students love being at the academy, so it's a great two-way benefit to the country and to the students in this area.
Yeah, I think we've all heard about the process you're mentioning, but just really without knowing much detail that as a congressman, you would take somebody locally, and then when you recommend them, do you recommend them to the individual academy? Do you recommend them to somebody at the Pentagon? How does that work?
No, there's an actual nomination process that each of the academies has, and we actually send the form to them that says we're nominating this person to your academy. Now, there are some times when I'm nominating a person to more than one academy. We've had that happen before. But typically, the student's interested in one of the particular academies. So I have a process that we ask the students to go through to fill out paperwork. We actually are interacting with the high schools that they come from. So we have a pretty good understanding of the young people that we're considering for nomination when we go through it. I do it in December of every year. So plenty of time for everybody to get their information in to me, because I want everybody before they go into the new year to know that they're going to be nominated or not to whichever academy they're interested in. Fortunately, so far I've been able to, and this is my fifth year, but I've been able to give a nomination to every student that's wanted one since I've been in office.
Wow.
Now, that's not going to be the case every year, but so far we've been able to do that.
Well, what do you tell Representative Byrne? What do you tell parents when they get in touch with you? Maybe they're listening right now, and they want to make sure, like we all do, our children put their best foot forward, have the best situation here for if they do want to go to an academy or any other institution of higher learning. But on the academy side, is there anything that you see that works? In other words, obviously grades and GPA, but do you see more of this kind of extracurricular activity or that kind of? Is there a little bit of a formula out there that you can tell us about?
Well, beyond having good grades and good board scores, we do look for, the academies do look for young people that have some sport. Now, it doesn't have to be football or baseball or basketball. It can be just about any sport. but they like to see somebody who's got that sort of well-rounded nature to them. But these academies are physical things. You know, they require you to meet certain physical requirements. And so seeing somebody that's had sort of a history of participating in the sport and that self-discipline in the sport, that's important to the academy. So that's the only other thing besides grades that I think is really important, is having a sport, something that you focused on. You don't have to be the best person on your team, by the way. It's the fact of your participation and that you've had the regularity of it and the discipline of it. That's what really tells them what they're looking for.
This is, once again, going on tonight. What time does it start?
6 o'clock. People do start coming earlier to interact with the Service Academy recruiters that are there. So people will get there as early as 5:30. So it's fine if you want to come on early and have that time with the Academy folks. Come on and do that. We'll actually start the program at 6 o'clock. When the program's over, the people from the Academy is going to stay there afterwards, so there's plenty of time to interact. And I really encourage any parent or any student that's even slightly thinking about it, come on out, take a look, kick the tires on this thing. If it's not for you, that's fine. You figure that out. But if this is for you, this is a great career. And what an incredible education you get for free at America's Service Academies.
Absolutely. Congressman Byrne, thank you for your time, and thanks for what you're doing for getting local kids up to the next level at these academies. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We enjoy doing it.
All right, Congressman Bradley Byrne joining us right here on Midday Mobile.